reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Live with Pastor Al. You're listening to Pastor Al, your Friday afternoon Live with Pastor Al host, I guess is how I would say that. But we're here coming at you on AM 1220, The Word. We are live out of Independence, Ohio, here on this second day after Independence Day. And hope you'll be able to stick with us until noon if you want to get on the program with us. We will be on till 2, and you can call us toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the air live with your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. Got a special guest in the studio with us today, and that's one of the things you can do on live radio. This wasn't planned. It happened about 3 minutes ago. So, but let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer, and we'll get right to it. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air this afternoon. We pray that you would use the program to be a blessing, to be an encouragement to somebody today. Father, if there's someone that's searching for the truth, help something that we talk about today to point them to the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Bless, we pray now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I was sitting here getting ready to go on the air and had some things that I was going to talk about. And of course, we always welcome your questions and about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word. You can call toll-free, 888-677-9673. And I saw somebody going in through the lobby into the reception area here at the studio. And I thought, I think I know that guy. And I was just getting my stuff out. And he turned around and I said, well, there's Pastor Andy Rusnacko of the Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid, Ohio, and some of you listening and hear him on the radio. And Pastor Rusnacko, welcome to Live with Pastor Al, and tell the folks about your radio program, what time it's on, and what you do there.
Sure, thank you. Be glad to do that. First of all, I just want to let Brother Al Davis here know that I listen to him most Sunday nights from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock there.
I put him to sleep at night.
What I do is I listen, and as I get ready for bed, I'm laying in bed, I got the radio on. When he signs off, I click off the radio and go to sleep. But it's a good way to end the Lord's Day. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was a real surprise. We're bringing over some of the programs for our own radio program. We're on Thursday afternoons, or Thursday evenings at 8 o'clock, and then Friday afternoons at 2 o'clock, and Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, and Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m. too. And so we really appreciate this radio ministry. We've been able to reach a lot of people and get the word out too. But I really do enjoy Brother Al Davis. I remember I was part of his ordination council. When he was ordained as a pastor, I was part of that council, and I was very impressed with the knowledge and the understanding he had from the scriptures. As I understand, he's not one that really went to a Bible college. He's kind of self-taught, but he really does know the Bible, really is a student of the Word. So it was great, kind of surprise for both of us to meet here today on this Friday, Friday afternoon.
Well, we're sure glad to have you. In fact, you will be following us on the air here, but you'll be leaving the building when you follow, because it'll be a recorded program at 2 o'clock today. But yeah, I'd forgotten. Yeah, you were on the ordination council. That's been a number of years ago. And I had started a course. I had a bachelor's degree from Colorado State University in wildlife biology some years ago with a minor in botany. So that got me my start. Promptly used that to go into the Air Force. That's to pay for it. But while I was in England, that's where I was actually I rededicated my life to the Lord, actually at a missions church there in England, Independent Baptist Missionary out of Georgia, and I was stationed at R.E.F. Chicksands, and he started a church there about a year or so after I got there, and another friend came there, and he was working with me and kept inviting me to church because I was kind of out of church at the time, and I rededicated my life to the Lord there. God called me into the ministry there, and I was kind of blessed to be able to go to a missions or I'm sorry, a Bible Institute that was there, operated by a number of the missionaries that were working there in Britain for a time while I was there. And then, of course, when I got back to the States, I kind of finished up an actual Bible degree through, if you remember, Dr. John Francis, who's with the Lord now. He was pastoring down in Akron, and he had a Bible Institute in his church that was a, what would it be? It was a branch, I guess, of Heritage Baptist University in Indianapolis at the time. And that's where I was able to finish up a formal degree. But I remember reading the history of the Akron Baptist Temple and how Dallas Billington said that when he started there, he spent a long time at the University of the Kitchen Table, I think is how he said it. And he just read a lot. And one thing I like about Pastor Rusnacko, he reads a lot too. And I think one of the faults that we have as pastors today, let alone people in the churches, we don't read as much as we should. I mean, yes, we read the Bible, we need to read the Bible, but we need to read more books and know what's happening and things that address the issues of the day, don't we?
Yeah, one of our good friends, Brother Bruce Musselman, also on the radio program, has some radio programs here. He said that one time. He said it was kind of a criticism, but rightly so. He said the problem with some of our guys, they've stopped reading. And I think that is a problem. That's why it's important to read. I read both sides of every issue,
right,
too.
Right.
I read the pros and cons. We talk about abortion here. We talk about the homosexual agenda. We talk about doctrinal things. We talk about charismatics. And you need to read both sides to really get the full picture and then what the Bible says about things. So important to get both sides so you understand it. So it's not just this is what we believe without understanding both sides. You can debate and talk about the different issues, really from the Bible perspective too, mainly.
Oh, that's absolutely right. It's just like I just finished a small book on Islam, and it was actually written about 1896 or something like that, an imam in India. And I'm trying to think of the it was a noteworthy name. It was actually a paper that was published in book form, and there's a movement called the Ahmadiyyad, something to that effect. I've probably mangled that movement in Islam, and I was at the Hartville flea market out in Hartville, Ohio, about a month or two ago, and there was a booth out there where some Islamic fellows had, and they were having these available for a donation of $2. I thought for $2 it would be worth reading. And you're talking about reading other sides of the issue. I found one of the biggest contrasts between Islam and Christianity that I hadn't really thought of, and the emphasis on the form and position of the body in prayer in Islam and the things that they do, the ritual washings and all of that. The reason for that, I didn't really fully understand until I read this book, was they believe that you actually can change the inside, spiritual nature inside, through doing these outward things. In other words, they believe that your outward works is going to percolate in and change you on the inside. Isn't that directly contradictory to the gospel that has to go inside and then percolate out and affect how you behave? And I thought it was profitable to read that, but a lot of times people won't read stuff like that.
Along that same line, 2 years ago when I worked down in the Terminal Tower in Cleveland, Ohio there, we would go out for lunch, walking around on nicer days, and there'd be some of the Hare Krishnas around. And one of the beliefs they had is similar to what Brother Al was just saying here, too. They believe that if they could get non-believers to actually literally eat some of their food, then they would somehow, that would have an effect on the unbelievers and kind of sway them towards their beliefs. And that's what I heard. That's why they had some of the restaurants down there. And, of course, they were all just herbal-type restaurants or vegetarian-type restaurants, but they had a connection. They actually believed. I didn't have it very clear, but they actually believed by if they could get you to eat some of their food, that would sort of indoctrinate you in some ways, which I thought really strange. I didn't believe that. I didn't go to their restaurants either, by the way, but because I'm not a vegetarian. But I thought that was interesting. They had a connection, and they really believed that.
You know, you look at all of these things, and the world out there really does have the emphasis on works in order to better yourself, whereas, you know, Jesus saved us by faith through grace, or by grace through faith, and we're created to do good works, the Bible says. But, we've got a caller here, and of course, if you're listening and you want to give us a call today, if you got a question about the Bible or current events in the light of God's Word, you're listening live with Pastor Al, you can call us 888-677-9673, and we have John in Euclid with us here. John, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, John, welcome.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Al. And hello, Pastor Andrew.
Hi, Brother John. How you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed today. And, you know, I just thought I would call up for just a moment. And, you know, there's so much is going on in the world today that, you know, the Bible would tell us to separate ourselves from it. You know, we can see that. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 17, "Wherefore come out from among them, be separate, said the Lord, and I'll touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." Now, I'm wondering if the pastors could speak to that a little bit about, now, we're to be separate but from evil things, but also at the same time, now, Paul wrote that we should not be totally separate from the world, because then we can't do anything for the Lord, and, you know, then we'd have to go out of the world. You know, we would pass away, I suppose, go to heaven. But we're left here to be salt and light, and to, you know, to preach the gospel and to share the gospel with people. So I'm wondering if you could speak to that, and also maybe just the other thing, like as Pastor Andrew alluded to with Pastor Al, about him not really having any formal training, like at a seminary, I think you said. And I mean, is that required of someone to be a pastor, that if they met all the other qualifications, though, that they would also be seminary trained, or perhaps not? So I just wonder if he could address that.
Maybe I can address the last part of that first. Seminary training and any college training, actually, really the biggest thing that one should learn in college, and this is my opinion, I'll coach you with that. My opinion is that the biggest thing you learn in college is how to learn. And the skills that you learn in college, I think of things that I learned, how to research things, how to find out sources of information, and how to study. Those skills have been very valuable for me in the ministry, and I do actually have a formal Bible degree, a Bachelor of Arts in Bible, but the function of a seminary really is to try and get people to study more, and they usually give you a lot of reading. That's true. And they emphasize getting you into books and studying things, because a lot of times in the pastorate, and probably Pastor Snackerhood can understand, relate to this too, a lot of times in the pastorate, you get kind of caught up in kind of your little pet issues and topics and things. And if you're not careful, you find that you're not preaching the whole counsel of God, but you're only going through half a dozen of your favorite subjects and many variations on that. And the Bible is such a rich book, and seminary training, things like that, a lot of what it's there for is to get you out of ruts and get you into other things. And some people need the formal setting. I think I've done reasonably well without that actual seminary, but Pastor Snack, why don't you comment on that a little too?
Yeah, I went to Baptist Bible College in Springfield, Missouri. It's been a number of years ago now. We're talking about close to 40 years ago I was there, and it was good. It forces you, kind of force feeds you the Bible. In one way, it's not good, because it gets to be just another class. That's kind of sad to say. You have to watch yourself spiritually. We've heard people say that you can backslide very easily when you're going to Bible college, because mm-hmm. it becomes just like another study, just like another class, taking in maybe too much. But I certainly benefited a lot from the studies. It does force you to get into the Bible, really learn the Word of God. And it also, what I benefited the most from the Bible colleges was the meeting a lot of people there. Some of my friends, some of the people I know, even today yet, are ones that I've met at Bible college. So that was a good thing. And to hear all the different viewpoints and to debate different issues where there might be some differences of opinion and thoughts on, that was real interesting. Of course, Baptist Bible College in Springfield was a very large college at that time. one of the largest ones in the country. And so some of our classes included upwards of a couple hundred, 200-300 students in one class. And that was kind of exciting to see that many men training for the ministry, getting ready to go out and do a job for the Lord. So it's very encouraging to see that kind of size. But again, the Lord just blesses individuals. Even when there's just one or two people faithful to Him, God's power is there. God's power is there. But I did benefit a lot from going to Bible college, yes.
And I think a danger sometimes, if the only way you know how to learn is in a formal setting, the danger is when you get out of college, and I've seen people, not necessarily in the ministry, but in other fields, it's like, I've graduated, now I don't have to learn anymore. And learning ought to be a lifelong process. It really ought to be. Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, where he said, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And that concept of studying for a Christian, that ought to be a lifelong study. You don't read the word of God and then say, "Well, I've read it. Now what should I do now, Lord? Okay, I've read the Bible." No, you read it and then you reread it. And you say, "Well, okay, I read it a second time. What do I do now?" "I'll read it again." Because maybe if you read through the Bible by going cover to cover the first time, it might sound sacrilegious. Why not go from the back cover to the front cover? Or why not favorite way is actually to read an Old Testament book and then follow it with a New Testament book, alternating back and forth, and having followed that plan for a number of years, I've actually read every New Testament book in connection with every Old Testament book. And that's been a phenomenal eye-opening thing for me, comparing Scripture with Scripture.
One thing I enjoyed doing at our church one time is the so-called minor prophets. They're not minor in importance, but by their size. And I've never taught through the minor prophets. In fact, most people maybe have never even read much of them. So I made myself, kind of forced myself to do a Sunday school series on the minor prophets. And I really benefited so much from that. Reading those parts of Scripture that maybe you don't read that much, or you favor certain parts of Scripture for whatever reason it is. But that's what I've done too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, read those parts. Make yourself read those parts. One of the books in the Bible that was a puzzle to me, much of it, was the book of Job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's considered to be the oldest book in the Bible. I believe it was too. And Job was quite a story there. When you realize the oldest book in the Bible, and the issue that God dealt with, or the doctrine that He dealt with there, is why do Christians suffer?
Right.
And the oldest book in the Bible mainly dealt with that issue. And I thought that's intriguing also. Yeah. But anyways, the book of Job really puzzled me for a number of years. Now I find it such a blessing. There's so many good teachings. It's so rich. Of course, the Word of God is always rich. But the book of Job and some of the ones like that, like the minor prophets, there's so much good material in there. So many areas and ways to grow spiritually by reading those portions of Scriptures that you might not read. It'll raise questions you never had before. It'll cause you to look for answers and search the Scriptures, maybe then more than you would have otherwise.
Right, and that's exactly right, because I do a lot of teaching and preaching through books, and by doing that, I'm forced to deal with the issues. Yes. and some of the difficult passages that, left to myself, I'd probably avoid. And so there's some things that are easier to preach on than others, and some things more difficult. You're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and you can give us a call, 888-677-9673, and we'll get back to some more of John and Euclid's questions here, too, because he had another second part that I don't think we've got to yet. But just a reminder that Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor, and we certainly invite you to join with us or meet with us there. If you don't have a church home, we meet in the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. And you can meet with us there tonight. We have a Bible study that's open-ended, just like we do here on the air. We talk about anything, just about. And we do that every Friday night from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express in Richfield. And then we're there also on Sundays, and we have morning Bible study at 10, morning worship service at 11, and our evening worship service at 6 p.m. Some of that information will be here a little bit later on at the end of the program. But also, Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by Frank's Antiques in North Royalton. Frank's Antiques in North Royalton is located at 6668 Royalton Road, right there in, that's State Route 82 in the center of North Royalton. And you can call Frank's Antiques at 440-237-4393. Frank's Antiques in North Royalton is open Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, noon until 5:30 p.m. And certainly invite you to take a visit out there. He's got a lot of unusual things. Let him know you heard about him here on Live with Pastor Al. Well, we'll get back to what we're talking about here. We have a special guest with us, Pastor Andy Rusnacko, the Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid, and we also have caller John, who's on the air with us here still. And John, you had asked the second part to your question. Could you refresh that for us again,
well,
please?
Well, yeah, I was wondering. Now, we know that we're commanded to come out and be separate from the world,
right?
But and so, you know, we're not to touch the unclean thing, and then, you know, God will receive us,
right?
And he's very plain that we're to do that, you know, separate from things that are wrong. That's clearly taught in the Bible many places. And now, but Paul also wrote in one epistle that, you know, we could not be totally removed from the world because then we must needs go out of the world.
Right.
He, you know, he talked about, you know, he wrote a little more. He says, if any mm-hmm. man that be called a brother, you know, is guilty of various things, that you would, we would separate from them. But, you know, we're part of this world. We're not to be. We're in the world. We're not to be of the world. But
right. I was gonna mention that in the world, but not of the world. And actually, for time's sake, John, because we're rapidly running out of time here, let me address some of that real quick. You know, if God did not want to use us to reach people in the world, when we got saved, He could snatch us directly into heaven if He had chose to. But He chose to leave us here. And he knows that we're going to be in this world, and we're going to be exposed to the things of the world. But Ephesians 2, verse 10, after talking about us being saved, says, we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That's our purpose, to do good works. And, you know, the works that he's given us to do right now are here in the world. And if we lived like a hermit, and maybe this is kind of what you're looking at. If we lived like a hermit, we wouldn't be able to do much good reaching the unsaved people and living Christ before the world. And got just a few moments or minutes left. Pastor Rusnacko, do you want to add to that real quick?
Yeah, I want to add. I'd like to talk about this area of separation. This is an issue for today. I've heard a couple of quotes. One of the quotes that says, the church set out to convert the world, but the world is converting the church. Remember, Roy Thompson was talking about this, and Of course, we understand and realize that churches can go into apostasy. One of the old preachers, one of the real good preachers, used to say that many organizations, even many churches, well, by the time they end up in the exact opposite position of where they started out. What they started out to do and achieve, we can think of some of the colleges, Harvard, some of the Ivy League colleges like that. They set out to send out missionaries, preach the gospel, train pastors, and now they're just the exact opposite of what they started out to do. Roy Thompson said this. He said, if a church goes into apostasy, the first thing to go is standards. So our time is up with standards and separation. It's so important.
That's right. I appreciate that. One of the problems with a half-hour program is it's almost over before we start, it seems like. But Pastor Rusnacko, it's been a blessing to have you on the program with us. Thanks to our caller for calling in as well. Invite you to join us again next week at 1:30 here on AM 1220 The Word. Also, you can join us for Late Night Live with Pastor Al Sunday night at 11 o'clock, 11 until midnight. We'd love to have you listening there as well. And we're going to be, like I said, going off here in just a few moments, but we certainly invite you to visit us at our Bible study tonight or if you don't have a place to worship this Sunday, we'd sure love to meet you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And, well, we're out of time. And thank you again for being with us, Pastor Risnacko. And thank you for joining us this afternoon as well on the radio. Good night and God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452 Richfield, Ohio 44286 or email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church this Sunday at 11 a.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at bbc.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.
The preceding program's views, claims, and/or representations may not have necessarily reflected those of AM 1220, The Word, or Salem Communications. Holding my...